And hello to a new year. And many will be doing just that in New York, watching the token ball drop. CBS's Michelle Miller reports.
An estimated 1 million people will pack New York City's Times Square to ring in the new year. The city's ready to play host to one of the world's largest parties. But law enforcement is warning of a heightened threat of violence, from potential protests to the possibility of lone wolf attacks. The NYPD and U.S. intelligence agencies are stepping up security.
There will be a big perimeter set up that stretches about a mile around Times Square. So will the weather cooperate for your New Year's celebrations? Weather Channel meteorologist Reynolds Wolf.
Pretty mild conditions for your New Year's Eve. Out to the west, we've got the cloud cover. And for New York City, surprisingly mild conditions can be expected.
Just hours after Russia hit Ukraine with the biggest attack since the war began, BBC correspondent Nikki Schiller tells us.
Authorities in Western Russia say they've come under a sustained air attack. One person is reported to have been killed in the border city of Belgorod, with the water system there said to have been damaged.
And Russia says the Ukrainian strike will not go unpunished. Israeli ground forces are hitting a southern Gaza city where it says Hamas is operating. The BBC's Yolan Nell is in Jerusalem.
It's the hometown of Yahya Sinwar, who is the Hamas leader in Gaza, and it's thought that he and other senior Hamas officials may well still be hiding out there.
It's usually colder this time of year in Minnesota, and the warmer than usual temps mean thinner ice. Over 100 people in a fishing boat became stranded on a lake when a big chunk of ice broke free from the shore. WCCO-TV's Aaron Hassan-Zadah.
The rescue took a scary turn for one family.
Tony fell in.
Yeah, I did.
So then my dad jumped in after him to try to save him. And everybody there, they all just worked together to try to get Tony and my dad out of the water.
Well, maybe your New Year's resolution is to cut out the bread and the fries, you know, all the good stuff. CBS's Michael George tells us.
A low-carb diet can succeed or fail based on the quality of the food you eat. That's the findings of a new study published in JAMA Network Open. Researchers in Boston found low-carb dieters who ate more plant-based protein and healthy fats had much more success staving off weight gain than those who ate animal-based protein and fat.
But you do need to exercise either way. And this week, if you've been struggling to do so, you're not alone. A new survey shows the week between Christmas and New Year's is the very least productive week of the entire year. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STIHLUSA.com.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
130 throws over the middle, picked off!
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes!
Game.
To the end zone! Touchdown, Braylon Allen!
The Badgers.
The Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us Monday. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, 34. Snow tonight, 27. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 34. A little bit on the breezy side. For New Year's Day, sunshine and 32. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 35. That's Severe Studios weather.
Right now, it's 28.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. It's time for Over the Back Fence, New Year's Eve edition, sort of. We're right in New Year's Eve weekend. How about that? Your host, James J. Maloff here. A little bit of a switch. Got a pitch hitter this week. Seth is out. So you're stuck with me for the last show of the year. But we're going to have some fun. Want to know how you're feeling about New Year's and how you're doing out there? Feel free to call up and join the conversation. 715-424-2600. Otherwise, usual unusual show. We will get into our news and notes, our mailbag items, take some calls, have some fun. You guys can help me because Seth and I are, it's right at the end of the year here, and I actually got a break. I am way behind in calls. We keep track of how many calls we get a year, and Seth is beating me pretty bad. So you could really help me out. Call up, join the conversation with your items you're looking for, items you want to sell, different events in the area. We know it's New Year's Eve weekend. We're going to hit on some of those ourselves, talk about some local events and what our schedule is looking like and what businesses are going to be closed on the first. You know, the usual. Get into that. But the phone lines are open, 715-424-2600. Listening to us on the Civic Media app, you are just a touch or two away from calling up and joining. If you're going to leave it up to me, I'm going to start in a weird place, everybody. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, okay, we're going to go there. Australian man puts on 10 pairs of underpants in 13.3 seconds for a new Guinness World Record. If you are a listener consistent enough, you know that we touch on world records whenever we get a chance, and we are looking to break one ourselves around here. You know, WFHR has been around 80 plus years, always looking for new ways to, advertise, get yourselves out there. So some kind of world record breaking. I think that that's going to happen. Melissa and I have been talking about a couple of ideas. I know Seth has some stuff. I bet you Pam's probably thought of some things, too. And we're open to ideas, too, out there, everybody. You are a part of this just as much as we are, so we're open to ideas. You can even give them to us right now, 424-2600. Australian man said it took him 6 months of training to break an unusual world record, the fastest time to put on 10 pairs of underpants. Nicholas Manning of Brisbane said he always wanted to break a Guinness World Record, and he eventually settled on attempts of underpants, donning title. I want to know what that trophy looks like. Manning said it took him 6 months of practice to develop and refine his technique. He successfully broke the record with a time of 13.3 seconds. I have a couple follow-up questions. The journalist in me, of course, you know, all journalistic integrity with this. I want to approach this seriously while snickering. Having this record seems pretty great. Is this something that your significant other is going to hold up as highly as you are? I'm curious about that because this is coming up the rest of his life at every dinner party, every kid's soccer match, everything. How is, you know, his significant other feeling about this? I'm curious. What's it feel better or worse? You can decide. Pick your poison here. Being the significant other, or being the person who came in second, and you have the second best underpants time. How do you figure out you have this skill? Does somebody else reference this to you? Do you figure this out? I'm curious. I have follow-up questions. He did it in public, too. He did it way out in the open. Obviously fully dressed, but 13.3 seconds. Would you, if you were watching this live, which I don't know. I'm not sure why you would, but there's a crowd of people. Not a huge crowd, mind you, but there's a crowd of people out there. You can catch the video. You throw it into your search engine. I got to think that it's. I mean, I want to say it's family and friends there to support him, but I don't know if that's necessarily it or it's just people that are just curious. Also curious of what that text chain looks like when you're telling people, hey, do you want to go see this? That's an interesting one. All right. 424-2600, call to join the conversation. Looking forward to talking with you about that. Wanted to talk about some of our schedule, but we want to rewind first because we had some great action here on both of our stations here at WFHR and WYRI, WisCountry 105.5. Had some great high school basketball over there. We'll start there. Kicked off in the afternoon yesterday. Boys basketball Assumption High School versus Almond at the 52nd Annual Century Classic Basketball Tournament. Right a little north of us in Stevens Point. Nice job by Michael and Don on that. Big shout out to Don, pitch hitting this week. Really appreciate him covering these games. It's been nice to have him back at the studio, too. Missed you around here, Don. It's good to have you around. So for the scores, On the boys' side, Fort Atkins Blackhawks defeated my Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. Yes, I said mine. It's my alma mater. 66-58. Assumption Royals versus Almond Bancroft Eagles. Almond is successful in that one, 73-50. On the girls' side of varsity, Wisconsin Rapids versus Bondle, 60-35, the Bondle Bears. Don't see that one very often, I've got to be honest. Looking ahead here, we got great action going on tonight here at WFHR. Wisconsin women's basketball at Purdue. Been enjoying a lot of the women's athletics out of Madison lately. Volleyball team, hockey, all of it. More. Glad to have it here. And a Big Ten matchup. So you know that's going to be a good one. Purdue, on both sides, men's and women's, not bad teams this year. Should be a good one. And maybe that one will be wrapping up just around the time that on WIRI 105.5, 8:10, our pregame will kick off for boys basketball, Assumption versus Pacelli. Again, that 52nd annual Century Classic at UWSP. Michael and Don going to be covering that one for us as well. See how that one goes. The Assumption boys, in another one of those interesting seasons, and certainly looking forward to having more of the Assumption ladies on the radio for us in 2024. Monday is the big one. Let's get into our schedule here. Well, let's just go ahead and dive right in, but call up and interrupt me anytime. You come first, 424-2600. Join the conversation. We got a fun one lined up for you on Monday. Of course, New Year's Day. On the Sunrise Show, 7 to 8, join us usually Monday through Friday, 7 to 8, over there at Wis Country. Seth and Melissa and I have a great time getting you started on a fun, serious comedy kind of start away, along with a little bit of country. I'm taking your requests and having some fun. On Monday, we're just going to have our normal lineup of music to you can jam out to and start your new year with. Here at WFHR, where we have the morning show from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday. On Monday, won't be here, of course, but we will have a very special edition of The Kitchens Open from 8 to 9. Melissa put together a really nice New Year's kind of best of. And we're looking forward to that. As a side note, she does such a nice job with that show and all of the work that she does behind the scenes and on the news for us and everything. We certainly love her as a co-host, one of the best I've ever had. And that Kitchens Open segment has been so much fun. I really encourage you out there, if you're a business out there, to look to get in on sponsoring that. We got some great packages. They're not bad. They're great prices. And Civic Media literally goes up and down the state. We are up and down the state. When you advertise with us, you are being heard up and down the state. We are streaming 24/7 on whatever you listen, whatever platform you have, unless you have some kind of very, very far-fetched platform, some sci-fi platform that is so new, only super rich people have it. In which case, I really wonder why you're listening to Over the Back Fence, but I don't judge it. I'm really glad you're listening. Thank you. You can hear us all over the map. I put our marketing and our advertising team up against anybody in the country, let alone the state. You advertise with us, ooh, it is nice. You're getting your bang for your buck. And I am not a salesman, so this is why I can talk like this, because we can back all this up. Because if I was trying to, pitch you something here, I don't know how well I'd do. But we can back it all up. You advertise with us, you're a part of our shows. You ask any of the people that have advertised with us, they'll tell you. Encourage you to sponsor The Kitchens Open. And looking forward to that segment on Monday, 8 to 9. Join us for that. And, of course, at 9 o'clock, we will kick off our coverage of your Wisconsin Badgers one more time for 2024. Taking on a New Year's 6 game, by the way, everybody. Not enough being said about that for your Badgers. Taking on LSU in the 2024 Relia Quest Bowl. Is that what they're going to call this one? Okay. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I was really hoping the Badgers would get the Pop-Tart Bowl. I would love to have seen, I want that one sticking around. If you don't know anything about the Pop-Tart Bowl, you got to look at that. You got to look at how that Pop-Tart lived its last day. What happened to that Pop-Tart? It was great. It was wonderful. And at least the Pop-Tart showed up. unlike Jaden Daniels. The 2023 Heisman winner, much like anybody who is thinking about NFL prospects or they've transferred in the portal, he's not going to be there. He is obviously sitting out. Part of the is the third Heisman winner to not play in a bowl game. An interesting note, I think. I think on the next time we do a Playmakers, not this Monday, of course, but the following Monday, I'd like to get into this. And is this, I don't know if you can make the argument that it's good for college football. That's certainly for the players, which is, to be honest with you all, my first concern. I love college football. I like my teams. I'm one of those people that has at least two teams that I root for. One in particular, but two. NIU in Wisconsin. But Northwestern a bit, I have to be honest. That's my mom's team. That's my mom's school. So I have to root for Northwestern. Otherwise, I'm not allowed in the house. But I care about the players. And if this is, if I am Jane Daniels' dad, mom, something like that, I don't want him risking a career-ending injury going out there for a game that is not for a national championship. But notice I said national championship. Your team is playing for something like that, a completely different story to me. Completely different story. And you also have to, I think, include the NIL thing in the conversation now that some of these players, like a Jaden Daniels, are making money. And if I'm a booster and I'm paying because I want them in these big games, whether it is a playoff game or not. I want Jaden. The only reason LSU pretty much is getting this game is Jaden Daniels. They're going to make the argument that it's their record. They're going to make the argument that it's the SEC. But you want to see this kid play. He averages 10 yards a play. It's incredible. He ain't playing. Right now, he's training. He's getting ready for his next gig. And I don't blame him for that at all. I'd be doing the same thing, as I said, if I was him or his parent. But it does make me wonder what the boosters, what the fans, who are the most important part of this, that get forgotten every time we get talking about these conversations. Curious to see. The LSU Tigers will face off against your Wisconsin Badgers. New Year's Six Bowl, which is fantastic. You want to talk about NIL money and talk about recruiting. Win or lose in this game, let alone if you win, beating an SEC team like this, regardless if they have Jaden Daniels or not, that's only going to help a guy who is already an incredible recruiter in Coach Fickell. The Reliant Quest will mark LSU's 55th bowl game appearance. This season, the Tigers finished second in the SEC West Division with a 9-3 record. We'll not be seeing Jaden Daniels, of course, but you're going to be seeing a lot of great Badgers out there. A lot of young ones, too, working their way up. And it should be interesting. I'm excited for this. I'm looking forward to it, at least. There's a lot of confidence in LSU, and I suppose if you're looking at that stuff nowadays, betting is a part of the game as much as injuries. I don't get into betting. I don't get into any of that, but most people do, it seems like. And, they're all predicting LSU to win this one outhandedly. The computers don't seem to take much. They don't take those things into factor, though. You can't tell a computer the Heisman Trophy winner is not in the game. So we'll see. Find out right here at WFHR. Again, our pregame coverage will kick off at 9 a.m. on Wisconsin. And we'll be back at it on Tuesday. More on that later. For now, let's go ahead and get to commercial break. We will come back. We'll get into our news and notes, our mailbag items, take some more of your calls, maybe get into New Year's a little bit, talk a little New Year's. I think that we got to go over some stuff on the morning show this year that was fun, and I want to talk about some local events. So we'll see how much of the 3 hours I want to talk with you we can get into the next 40-some minutes right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, 34. Snow tonight, 27. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 34. A little bit on the breezy side. For New Year's Day, sunshine and 32. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 35. That's Severe Studios weather.
Right now, it's 28.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside, blue his house with the blue window and a blue Corvette.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you, man. Welcome back to the show, everybody. WFHR, locally grown radio. Over the back fence on your radio dial. Call up and join the conversation. 715-424-2600. He's still going, isn't he? Yeah, he's still going. Yeah. Yep, thought so. Oh, boy. I love our bumpers. Shout out to Seth, our head of production. Does an amazing job with those. Got 90s, 80s, and just bumpers in general, and seasonal bumpers, and all that. It's a staple in radio. A shout out to, or at least a note to producers out there, though. And I'm not nitpicking here, but those that use bumpers, lower the volume when your host talks, please. It's simple. Just lower them a little bit. Lower the volume a little bit so the people can hear your host. That's all. But I do love the idea of me having something incredibly serious to talk to you all about when that song is playing. And I got to come in after that. I got to follow that. I don't want that. Nobody wants that. Welcome back to the show. Let's go ahead and get into our news and notes mailbag items. Phone lines are wide open. 715-424-2600. Have now until noon to call up and join the conversation. Keep in mind, we're going to have a handful of places closed, of course, on the 1st. If you got business to do, good idea to get that done beforehand. Wood County Courthouse on Riverblock and the Marshfield Annex offices will be closed. They're closed right now, and they will be until January 1st for the New Year holiday. Sheriff's Department deputies and other emergency responders will remain on duty, but the offices will be closed to the public. Wisconsin Rapid City Hall is going to be closed on the 1st. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce also will be closed on the 1st, along with the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Visit Rome, our friends at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. And our rafters will be closed until January 3rd. Roll rats. More on them a little bit later as their hot stove event is coming up. And Been talking with them behind the scenes a lot. Very, very excited about 2024. Not only with the product they're putting on the field, but working with you guys, working with us, and interacting with this community and having some fun and having a great, great summer. It's going to be it's going to be good. Looking forward to it. A couple of other news and notes we'll get into because we don't have any mailbag items, everybody. I know. I was shocked. I looked at the mailbag. I didn't expect it to be empty. Keep in mind, we do have this wonderful feature here on the show, our mailbag. We know that the show is not always, this time frame may not work for you, or you may not be able to call up and get us your items. So if you have something, or a garage, a rummage sale, or something like that, and don't look at me funny, it's it's almost January, garage rummage sales. We know Midwesterners, okay? There's not snow out there. There's somebody having a garage or a rummage sale right now. You go ahead and please go ahead and defy me. Tell me that there isn't somebody in the state of Wisconsin alone, let alone in, I'll even say Minnesota, Illinois, all over the map. Somebody's having one, and we want to hear about it. Bring it to us. We'll help you send some people your way. But there will be no bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge on Wednesday, January 3rd. And thanks to Thomas for that. Also, if schools is ever canceled, then bingo will also be canceled. Something else to keep in mind. Otherwise, the following Wednesday, not January 3rd, but the following Wednesday, be sure to head on over to the Elks Lodge for some great bingo. A shout out to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Talk about an organization that continues to put into this community. In the 20-plus years I've lived here, they sure have. Appreciate the gang over there. Thank you for a great 2023. Looking forward to 2024. Speaking of January, it's Radon Action Month, and test kits are half price, or $5 at the Wisconsin Rapids office. Start of the new year, when their doors open again, Wood County Riverblock Building, 3rd floor, 111 West Jackson Street, Wisconsin Rapids. They're open Mondays, Monday through Friday, again, you know, when there isn't a holiday. 8 to noon, 1 to 4:30, closed holidays. You can also give them a call at 715-421-8911, 421-8911. Yesterday, we got to wrap up our last Morning Magazine. I'm sorry. We'll fix that in editing. It's live. Never mind. We will, our last Midday Magazine of the year. And boy, there's another change that we had this year with Morning Magazine going to Midday Magazine. That was a big shift. That was interesting. And been a lot of fun. And have gotten nothing but positive feedback, really. To be fair, I'll say 99% feedback, positive feedback. But I'm pretty sure it could almost be said to be 100. And if I'm being honest with you all, that 1% may have been me. I was very nervous about that. I was very worried about that. We have a long time relationship with our guests at a certain time frame that they're used to. Our listeners were used to getting information at that time. So I wasn't sure about it, but it has been very successful, and we've been able to reach a lot more people, including that core group of people I was just talking about. So it's been very fun for our guests and them to be able to get out the information and the important stuff going on in our community to all of you. So we wrapped up the – I do have to get one more thing in. That show, I do the interviewing. I do the talking. It starts and ends with the guests. But the heart of it is no different than the heart of this radio station and Pam Hilke, who does an amazing job scheduling these in and out. Big shout out to Pam. Thank you for a great 2023. We had in our last guests, and another, no, I'm kidding. Our last guests of the year were part of the Wayne Wilson benefit. I want to talk about that for a second here. In this family, nobody fights alone. We all fight together. The Wayne Wilson benefit. This is going on tomorrow from 1 to 11. Over at Brothers Choice by Choice Clubhouse. Brothers by Choice Clubhouse, by the way, great spot to go hang out. Check it out sometime. You're ever in the Arpen area. They're at 7561 Bethel Road in Arpen, technically Arpen. You ain't going to be able to miss it. You head out that way. But a big, big thank you and a big shout out to Brothers by Choice. Run by vets, good people. We're going to have raffles, music, food, 50-50 cash drawings throughout the night. And have some music, have some good food down there. And maybe you, if you didn't get a chance to listen to the interview, you can catch the podcast at civicmedia.us. Really encourage you to. We had the a bunch of great, great people on for it. I really do want to... Really do want to thank them. Sorry about that, everybody. I don't know what happened to the board there for a second. Anyway, I want to thank Kat and Jessica and Russ and Sally for coming in yesterday and joining us. Kat did an amazing job being able to give us a lot of the details and handle a lot of the if you wanted to be a part of this, if you wanted to volunteer, some of that information. Russ was fun, great guy, and again, great information. Appreciate Jessica and her being here and Sally as well for the time. Show them some support. They Wayne's in a rough time. I'll touch on this just for a moment here. July 2023, Wayne went to the hospital with chest pain. He left with a lung cancer diagnosis. September 18th, Wayne underwent a robotic left lung lobotomy. Lobotomy. I am horrible with these words. I apologize. Thank God I don't talk for a living. Lighten the mood. Keep moving. Following complications that left him in the hospital for 3 weeks, he is now home. The next step is 21 weeks of chemotherapy. Unable to start chemotherapy until November, Wayne will finish chemo in March of 24 and be unable to work during that time. His wife Jess will be running their family-owned bar along with caring for their sweet son, Avery. That bar and the work and that family have put into this community and many communities like ours. And I think Wayne is very important. Jessica, their son, all very, very important in this. I don't think it can be taken lightly, though, that this could be any one of us. Not only do every one of us know somebody that has either struggled, fought, beat, or lost, or cancer, a fight with cancer, but thanks to our friends at the United Way, and the Adams Alice report and so many other bits of information we get. And just looking at your own finances, I'm sure, if you're listening out there, you understand that all of us are either a medical emergency or something to our house or our vehicle. One thing like that away from being in a situation just like this. There's a lot of ways that you can help. We talk about this a lot on this station. Understand who you're voting for. Understand who's in their pocket. And vote for people that are going to make laws and change that you want to see. And when it comes to situations like this, on a more grassroots, rural level, we can go to these events. We can celebrate them. We can talk about them. We can celebrate Wayne and his great family. Have some fun while also, having some solace and giving them some support. I will say this till it may even be the last thing I ever say. Encouragement, support, cost nothing, mean everything. And it's a way to show it at the Wayne Wilson Benefit, 1 to 11, tomorrow at Brothers by Choice Clubhouse in Arpin. Great stuff going on in the Rome area. Shout out to our friends at Visit Rome joining us once a month. They've got two events I really want to highlight here. Every Wednesday, they have Children's Story Time at Lester Library from 10:30 to 11. Join them for weekly story time, open to children of all ages. Each interactive story time will feature a different set of books, read by library staff and community members. It's so cool. You talk about wonderful ways of putting back into your community and not only the community currently, but the future of the community. You see the reports, you've seen the data, kids that are read to, kids that are read, kids that like to read. They not only engage and continue to read throughout their lives, but they're a lot smarter. It's a win-win. And going on tonight, New Year's Eve Eve at Lake Arrowhead from 3 to midnight. Join them for New Year's Eve Eve at the clubhouse. They're moving their party up one day and celebrating on Saturday night. The restaurant will close for regular service at 3 and will reopen for reservations only from 4:30 to 8:30. If you'd like to find out more, I encourage you to give them a call at 715-325-2915. That is 325-2915. And they got a great one going on over at Sand Valley as well. Tonight through Monday, January 1st, so 6:30 tonight until Monday at 7:30, celebrate the start of the 2024 year with a festive and intimate dinner in central Wisconsin. Their culinary team has crafted a tasteful and seasonal menu to enjoy with family and close friends. Indulge in gourmet meal. Am I doing this wrong? Should I be doing indulge in gourmet meal featuring local sourced ingredients and creative dishes? pair your meal with our extensive wine list or craft cocktails. And raise a glass to the new year. You can find out more at Sand Valley's website, at sandvalley.com. Or give them a call, 855-276-5154. It's 855-276-5154. On Monday, we've got the 27th annual Polar Plunge at the Lure Bar and Grill from 1 to 4. Whether you jump or you choose to just watch, let's raise some money for Children's Miracle Network. Sign up, get more information at Just Giving, their website, Just Giving, or go into give them a call at 715-325-6555, 325-6555. We know our Wood County Sheriff's Department and Wisconsin Rapids Police Department and a number of other places also for Special Olympics have Polar Plunge going on and some other ones like that in the area. Big shout out to all of those people, whether you're attending or you're jumping. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. All for great causes. And a great, really fun time. And I think it's one of the most fun ways to start the new year, one of the funnest celebrations to start the new year. Port Edwards basketball alumni game going on January 2nd for the male side. For the females, January 15th. You are invited to the annual alumni recognition basketball game. Alumni basketball players will be attending, given admission to the games, be treated to on-court introductions at halftime, and an after-game social. Make sure to spread the word about this. Make sure all Port Edwards alum, all Blackhawks know about this one. Again, the Port Edwards basketball alumni game for the boys' side on January 2nd and the girls' January 15th. This is a good one coming up for you this Thursday, following this coming up this Thursday, and it goes on every first and third Thursday. Live music at Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. You can find the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. From 2 to 4, join my man Pete Ravel with Four on the Floor. Ah, one of the best bands you are going to hear anywhere in this state. Not only is Pete one of the best MCs you are ever going to listen to, Pete tells a good story, does a great job on those keys. You get not only some wonderful memories and some great, great skill and talent right there in front of you. Just a fun show, and you're supporting local arts. It's free admission. Donations are accepted for the musicians. Again, Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor every first and third Thursday of the month over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Coming up on the morning show this Tuesday, when we're back live and direct, we'll be getting our monthly veterans update from our good friend Tom. I appreciate him. Happy New Year to you, Tom. Enjoy. Do want to let you know ahead of that, though, on Friday, January 5th, the Versity Blood Drive will be taking place at the VFW Post on Redden Road from 9 to 1. A lot of people, the superhero movies are dying down a little bit, but there's still a big thing with superhero movies. But you don't need a cape to be a superhero. You don't need a tragic backstory or come up with a catchphrase or... Gosh, coming up with a character nowadays. Try coming up with an original character, original superhero right now. That's tough. You don't got to do any of that. In less than an hour, you go, and if you are able-bodied and you were able and feel good and comfortable with it and donating blood, just like that, you are a superhero. And I don't even have to stretch to say that. That was another superhero. Kind of. Never mind. Versity Blood Drive at VFW Post on Redden Road, 9 to 1, Friday, January 5th. Big thank you to them for always hosting these things and for working together with us. We've had such a great time in the last year having them in with us every month in the beginning of the month with our monthly veterans updates and talking all things vets whenever we can around here. 4-H Foodie Eggalicious going on Saturday, January 6th from 1 to 2 at First Presbyterian Church in Marshfield. You can go ahead and laugh, but you're going to mess up some words today too. Just nobody else is going to hear them. This is for youth in third grade and older. $5 to participate, but keep in mind the 4-H has scholarships available, and they want you to be there more than anybody. So they tend to work with people. You can find out more just typing in your search bar, 4-H Foodie Eggalicious. Throw in there Wood County as well. It might be the easiest way for you to, because looking at the web address here, 2024 Foodie, 4-H Foodie Eggalicious, good way to do that and find out more. And as we are going into our second break, just to let you know, coming up, Winter Farmers Market will be back open on January 6th through May 18th. Looking forward to them opening their doors again. That's going to be fun. A big thank you to the Moravian Church for hosting that, to Seth and Beth and the boys and everybody over there to help out with it, and all our great vendors, all these great people to make that work. Love having our Winter Farmers Market here in town. We got some Rams concerts coming up in January. I want you to mark your calendars for. Taking place at that beautiful Rams Auditorium. God, I want to perform on that stage. Monday, the 8th, they'll have their 6th grade band concert. That'll be at 6 p.m. And on Tuesday, the 6th grade orchestra will play. And that'll be at 6 on the 16th. Tuesday, the 16th. Talk more about those as we get closer to them. And we're going to be talking a lot about the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Hot Stove event. That is going on at the Hotel Mead and Conference Center Ballroom, January 20th, 6 to 10, right here in Rapids. Dustin Woodcock, a 4-year rafter from 2015 to 2018 and the team MVP during the Rafters' triumphant 2016 Northwoods League season, Roll Rats, will take center stage as the keynote speaker. Woodcock now has a player for the Long Island Ducks in the Atlantic League. He's going to share his experience, reflections on his baseball journey. It's going to be fun. You're going to have a buffet-style dinner there provided by Kellner Cafe. You know they got good food. You know they are good. That's going to be great. Cocktail hour. It's a chance to not only get out, hang out, network, all those things, but have some fun, talk some baseball, and catch up how Dustin's been doing. So that's a real nice get right there. It's a perfect speaker. That's going to be fun to have Dustin back in town. Looking forward to that. Find out more at RaftersNorthwoodsLeague.com, NorthwoodsLeague.com, and follow your Rafters all season long. Looking forward to another 2024. As we get ready for 2024, though, with our River Kings, we're thinking playoffs. We're already in that mindset. And we got more home games coming up for you on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. Ooh, excited. We can help the River Kings build hockey up and down the river and really help the future of this franchise. Keep them not only in this town and make sure that we can help Coach Peckman and this team be able to recruit and be able to continue to bring in great talent like they have done throughout the whole time the River Kings have been in this town. They need help upgrading their facility. And this one gets I get a little passionate about this one. I'm going to be honest. I'll warn you guys. They're looking to raise some money so that they can get a shower and bathroom, a team video room, team equipment and apparel storage, laundry room, coach's office. Any of those things seem extravagant to you. If it was your child that was playing for this team, wouldn't you want them to have those things? As a fan, don't you want them to have those things? I want to make, I love the rec center, the Southwick County Rec Center. Love that place. Gone there for years. Ever since it opened, I've been going there. I believe I was there, I think, even when it opened. Love that place. It was not built for this, but we have this, and we want to keep this. So we need to do this. That simple. Help support the Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Get to these games. Catch them on our sister station. Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. And let's keep this going, man. Got a good shot. I like this team. We're sitting good in the standings right now. Those that don't know, the River Kings are currently in third place in the Midwest West Division standings. Just a little behind. Not that far behind first place Hudson and the Minnesota Squatch. Got to say it like that, by the way. Looking forward to more Kings hockey on this radio station, on WIRI in 2024. Follow the Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. Support them. Help out with this fundraiser. RiverKingsHockey.com. We'll be talking more and more about that fundraiser next year. We got some things in the works behind the scenes here we're trying to do. And we encourage you to come along for the ride. We'll take a quick, we'll dive out for a quick timeout. We'll come back. get into our schedule, take some calls, please. It is a call-in show, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back with more right here at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, 34. Snow tonight, 27. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 34. A little bit on the breezy side. For New Year's Day, sunshine and 32. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 35. That's Severe Studios weather.
Right now, it's 28.
Welcome back, everybody. Over the back fence, 1147 on the dot. Call up and join the conversation. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you. Got your host, James, behind the mic. We're with you for a little less than 15. We got a little more time to take you right up to the noon hour. Looking forward to it. Get into our schedule in a little bit. Real quick, I want to run down some New Year's talk. Got some great local events going on in the area. Encourage you to support your local area and check out any of them. I know our friends over at Holly Rocks and Houdini's and a bunch of other places are going to be having stuff going on. And know our friends over at Four Stools will be. So I stopped over at Images Inc. yesterday. My buddy Chris was getting some work done by Dawn. Dan was hard at work, and a shout out to Dan and Dawn, and a happy new year to them and Images and Inc. Thank you for everything you do for the community, and certainly for me personally. I appreciate you guys so much. Dan going to be hard at work going into the new year. Metal Crisis is going to be playing live and direct on New Year's Eve. Go check them out. Good old friend of mine and many of ours out there, Street Magician Chandini, going to be there. Shannon going to be there performing just to kick things off. Wings of Icecon going to be there as well, right before Dan and Metal Crisis get off. They got a great set that they play too. Got to catch them. Going to be a good one. 21 to enter. Four Stools at 180 2nd Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Things will kick off around 8:30, you know. It's New Year's Eve. You know how this works. go check them out. Support local artists, have some fun, and enjoy. It's going to be a good one. Again, a lot of great local events going on. There was some interesting ones locally, too. Like Lucky's on 2nd, I know, is a New Year's Eve masquerade. Shout out to them. It'll be fun on New Year's Eve. And some other great ones, too. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Gary. How you been?
Not bad.
Good day.
I haven't heard from you in a long time.
It's been a while, sir. Yeah, it has been. It's good to hear from you. I appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, how's everybody going?
Oh, good, good. We're doing good around here. We are gearing up for 2024 in January specifically, and what we want to do and some of the things we're looking forward to doing for all of you guys out there, man. How are you doing? How are you and yours?
Good.
Good.
Christmas Eve, Pam stopped over with a card and some cookies.
Yeah, of course, because she's amazing. Oh, that's awesome. That's cool to hear. That's good. I appreciate that. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I'm getting ready.
Well, hey, I'm glad that you called in. I appreciate the time. Happy New Year's to you and yours. Great start to the next year.
Yes, you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you, Gary. Best listeners in radio, every one of you. Appreciate you. One of the longest time listeners we have right there, too. Appreciate you, Gary. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. What are you doing for New Year's? That's what I've been building up to. I want to know what you're doing. I don't have a life. Let me live vicariously through you. Are you going to be at some of the great events going on in Wisconsin here? I've got a handful of them that we talked about on the morning show. And as we're getting ready for break here, I'm just going to run down some of them. Because I don't know. I would love to go. I've always wanted to stay a night at the Pfizer Hotel. The Pfister. I always do that. I do that. Ugh. They got a classy cocktail lounge going on their 23rd floor to ring in the new year. Milwaukee has their Discover World with an open bar and catered food, dancing, and more. Bring the kids to Little Village Play Cafe for crafts, dancing, and not too late balloon drop. Door County's got their New Year's Eve Big Cheese Drop that's going on in Plymouth. That would be fun to check out, I think. I have not been over to Sister Bay much, but they have a Door County Cherry Drop over there, and I'd go there. I think the Cherry Drop would be cool, but Sister Bay looks beautiful. I've always wanted to check that area out more. A lot going on. Find out what's going on in your area, and whatever you do, if you're just going to be low-key and stay in, or if you were out bopping around, be good to each other, be safe. Nobody wants to start the new year on a headache. And do please think about all of our officers out there, all of our firefighters, our EMTs. Let us make this really, really, really boring New Year's for them. I want them bored, incredibly bored all weekend going into the new year. Let's give them nothing to do. Get along, treat each other right, have some fun, and enjoy. We'll be right back with more over the back fence right here at WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, 34, snowed in tonight, 27. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 34. A little bit on the breezy side. For New Year's Day, sunshine and 32. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 35. That's Severe Studios weather.
Right now, it's 28.
Yeah. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everyone. Last segment of
2023.
Get into our schedule a little bit here as we're wrapping up, but we're always open to taking your phone calls, of course. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Let's take a look at that schedule. We talked about this a little bit earlier. We got great sports on the radio dial for you today. 440 right here at WFHR. Wisconsin women's basketball at Purdue. Big Ten matchup. On WIRI, West Country 105.5. 8:10, our pregame will kick off for boys basketball, Assumption versus Pacelli. Our last game we'll be covering, of the 52nd Annual Century Classic Basketball Tournament over at UWSP. Shout out to Michael and Don for that one. On Monday, alternate programming. The Sunrise Show won't be on, but we'll be playing some great country for you. Be sure to join us over there at West Country. And we'll be back at it from Tuesday to Friday and Monday through Friday going forward with the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on West Country 105.5 WIRI. Right here at WFHR, where you can catch the morning show from 8 to 10 Monday through Friday. This coming Monday, we will have a special edition of The Kitchens Open from 8 to 9. Looking forward to that. Thank you, Melissa. And afterwards, Wisconsin Badger football, one more game for the year, or for the season, I should say. Wisconsin versus LSU, 2024 Reliant Quest Bowl. Our pregame coverage kicks off at 9 a.m. And then at 3 o'clock on Monday, you'll have the kitchens open on again after the game. Whenever the game wraps up, you'll have another edition of the kitchens open, or another edition, that special edition. That's kind of cool in case you miss it before the game. Be able to catch it then. Great stuff on your radio dial this weekend, of course. Catch Seth Faces the Music. Going to be a good one. Seth's got a great one lined up for you. Join Seth for Seth Faces Music from 6 to 8 every Sunday. Always got a good theme going on, especially going into New Year's. That'll be going on tomorrow. And afterwards, Director's Cut. It's a show Seth and I do where we feature local artists, local creatives. And we've got a lot of great acts lined up for you in the next year. Jordan Baden's going to kick it all off for us. We're looking forward to that. Great local talent. We want to have more and more of you guys out there. We know how great this area is, how rich this area is in creatives. Every one of you, we want to have on Director's Cut. I don't want that show to ever end unless we have had every single creative we can have on there. Everyone. Join us for a great New Year's edition of Director's Cut. It's going to be fun. And again, more great stuff coming up for you in 2024 there with that show. And talking about sponsorships and everything, we're always looking for a sponsor for Director's Cut. That'd be kind of cool. We'd like that. It'd be fun. On Tuesday, when we're back at it, again, morning show will be here. And looking ahead at our lineup for Midday Magazine, it's on 3 to 4, Tuesday through Friday. We'll kick it out, kick off the 2024 year, getting an update from the Alexander House. Karen and Connie are going to join us. Looking forward to that. And then we'll catch up with our friends from the South O'Connor Humane Society. Oh, and I did want to mention on the morning show, we will at 9 a.m. on Tuesday have Tom Heiser joining us with our monthly veterans update. And again, a big thank you to Tom for that. On Wednesday, we spend the entire hour with Sheriff Sean Becker and the Wood County Sheriff's Department. And our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media will be in to record. That'll be fun. Looking forward to it. Looking at some last minute things here. As far as New Year's, I think we talked about this a bit, but in case you didn't hear, do you know the time balls were invented to help sailors? Long before it was used on New Year's Eve, a ball on top of England's Royal Observatory in Greenwich was dropped at 1 p.m. every day, starting in 1833, to help ship captains coordinate their navigation equipment. Similar balls were set, but this was the precursor to that. The first Times Square New Year's Eve party was thrown for a newspaper. The gathering all started because of that. It was a party to celebrate the opening of the New York Times building in 1904. Over 200,000 people showed up. There's some interesting ones. How about this? The reason January is called January is actually kind of deep. It's been widely reported for a long time that the month was named after the Roman god Janus, but it's actually rooted in the Latin word Iona, which means door. The name was chosen to symbolize the opening of a new door that happens when the new year begins. And that's where we'll wrap up. That's our last bit for 2023. Thank you to the best listeners in radio. Wish you guys a happy, healthy, fun new year. We'll meet you back here in 2024. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here. Oh, this is perfect. For the last ID that I'm playing for the year, couldn't be better. Mr. Chuck Gennaro, everybody. Have yourselves a great year. Be good to each other. And we'll talk to you soon and later right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.